So, they want to invest in Blue Sky in their AT Proto protocol. And I had just done a half-hour podcast saying why that's the wrong thing to do, and then I changed my mind. What I'm going to say is, good, go ahead and do that. And at the same time, let's make a bet, all of us, on simplifying Mastodon at scale. And So the idea is to approach the problem from both directions. So on the one hand, Mastodon is actually federated. But it pays a price for that. And that's in complexity in the user experience. And you just don't know where you are a lot of times. And you have to do things that don't make sense. They feel like the kinds of things the computer should do for you. And when I say bet on simplifying Mastodon, what I mean is iterating there, really studying that stuff and seeing what trade-offs can be made, trading off some flexibility for simplicity. And it may be somewhat controversial in places, but sort of like a Mastodon light is what I'm thinking of. There are lots of examples of that in tech. And in fact, like Twitter-like systems are basically blogging light. So light, making things simpler is a reasonable thing to do. And that's what Mastodon needs. Either one of these things could win, but one has what the other doesn't have and vice versa. So Blue Sky has the user interface problem down. I mean, they really have a beautiful user interface. It's about as simple as it can be. They've been working on that. It's really nice. But it's not federated. And it's going to get, if it were to get federated, which I have my doubts about, but it would get more complicated. And that would become kind of an issue. It's a trade-off. It's how you know, time versus space. It's like, it's very real thing. So approach the problem from both directions. Maybe, and like the thing is, maybe we'll never need Mastodon as the lifeboat for Blue Sky. That's the thing is, Mastodon's not going to be owned. Really isn't. I don't think. I mean, it's much further away from potentially being owned than Blue Sky is. And so it's very likely that if Blue Sky were to tip over and end up being owned by a billionaire and we're looking for a place to go, well, a lot of us are already there on Mastodon. I use Mastodon. I don't use it like I use Blue Sky, but I use it. And so some of us will have that as a fallback. The thing is, can we make that better and easier? And by the way, at the same time, that gives us some negotiating leverage with Blue Sky. Because if their competitor is impossible to use and therefore not something people are likely to switch to, then they don't view it as a competitor and they don't pay attention to it. This is another one of my the slogans, is that people don't listen to their friends, they listen to their competitors. And so if you really want them to hear that federation is a promise they should deliver on, incentivize them to do that, give them some competition over here, increase it over here. It will have that effect in Blue Sky. Otherwise, why do they have to do it? The promise has been good enough. But the point is, we may at some point need and not have federation in Blue Sky and need to have a better lifeboat. That's it. Both of them. And others. There will be others as well. Always look for a way to develop things. And also, by the way, just to add another note, is like, how about some compatibility between them? While we're dealing in different universes here, why not have the idea that when I paste a URL to a Mastodon post in a Blue Sky post, that it actually goes and gets the or creates a link to that post. And so when somebody edits it, it gets updated there too. I mean, why not let's create the fucking, text-iverse? Why does it have to be of one brand or another? Why don't we just look for obvious linkages to make between the things we already have? That's how the internet develops, by the way. It isn't done by one company here and there. It's done by people discovering hacks that are fun and work and people like and they use. It's like paving cow paths. I know some people don't like that idea, but I think that's the only way we make progress, actually. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.